أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آمنوا بالله ورسوله وانفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وانفقوا لهم أجر كبير. In the previous ayats, from the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala explained the certain various qualities, sifat of Allah Ta'ala, how great Allah, the qudrat of Allah's creation, and how Allah is looking after the entire world, etc. All those great qualities. Now, like for example, most of us sitting here, we were born Muslims, and we just grew up in a Muslim home. Whether there was Islam in the home really or not, that is a different thing. We went to Maktab, we learned about Islam, but whether we had Islam in us, we were making namaz or not, is a different thing. And then we grew up further, we got married Islamically, then we lived our lives. So we were in Islam all the time. But how much of Islam is in us? How much of that conviction of Islam? So on this basic beliefs now, Allah Ta'ala says, Aminu billahi wa rasulihi. Yaqeen lao Allah par aur uske rasul par. Not only that iman, which is the theory, but the practical, the yaqeen, that conviction that Allah alone is the greatest. Nothing is as great as Allah. All the powers put together are not as great as Allah Ta'ala. Allah alone is the giver of rozi. Not my job, not my shop, nothing else. Allah alone is the giver of shifa. Not the medicine, not the doctors. Now Allah wants that yaqeen to come into our hearts. And this is what came into the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they turned the whole world the downside up. They put the world correct when that yaqeen came. So Allah is calling on us to bring that yaqeen. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. اور خرج کرو اس میں سے جو تمہارے ہاتھ سے دیا ہے اپنا نائب کر کر. And then in order for that to come into you, Allah wants you to spend your body, yourself and your money in order to bring this. A person will have to make sacrifices. And not that he's doing a favor that he's giving zakat. Not that he's doing a favor that he's doing giving a sadaqah, charity, etc. But that he's doing it, that he to bring this yaqeen in his heart. And a person strives in the path of Allah in various forms, going out in jamaat, etc. And also whether it is striving in the form of the khanqa, or whether it is regular, he's with his salat, and all his business dealings are correct, he controls his eyes, he makes this mujahada all the time. So he's doing that and spending his money also. And not only 2.5% or another 1% for Lillah or 2% for Lillah, but that he's prepared to spend his everything for Allah. His whole life is prepared to give for Allah. His honor and respect is prepared to give for Allah. All his wealth is prepared to give for Allah. As the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu just demonstrated this spirit. And after all, Allah Ta'ala says, what are you spending? This life is not your own, we gave it to you. If we did not give you life, you shouldn't have life. This is just temporary by you till your eyes close, till your ruh comes out. And also all your money that you have got, it's not yours. You received it from, you inherited it, you worked for it, you received it, and you will be out of the scene very soon. And this will go to somebody else. And they will inherit it. So Allah has just made you a trustee of His things. So you are just here in order to fulfill the trust of Allah. So just as if we are trustees of an estate or something, it isn't ours. We are just there to see that we distribute it correctly, how it should be distributed. So our wealth also is not ours. This is because we're not living in a proper Islamic environment. So we're thinking, this is mine. This house is mine. This is all Allah Ta'ala's. And it's going back to Allah Ta'ala. So we have to have that spirit and spend like that in the path of Allah. And so those who have it, mashallah, they must be very careful, make dua that Allah keep us steadfast on that. And those who haven't still got that spirit, Allah says they must strive for it. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنفَقُوا لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. سو جو لوگ تم میں یقین لائے ہیں اور خرچ کرتے ہیں ان کو بڑا ثواب ہے. Those amongst you who have brought this yaqeen and they do their actions accordingly also, and they spend also like this in the path of Allah. They don't treat it as their own, but that we have to spend it in the path of Allah. For Allah says for them is a very great reward. And the others who haven't still brought that, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. اور تم کو کیا ہوا یہ یقین نہیں لاتے اللہ پر. What has happened to you that you are just saying by your tongue that I have brought iman, but you haven't brought that yaqeen in you that Allah is the provider, Allah is the giver of shifa, Allah is the one who will give me my rosy, Allah is the doer of everything. That yaqeen, why haven't you still brought it? When in fact, وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. اور رسول بلاتا ہے تم کو کہ یقین لاؤ اپنے رب پر. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every Nabi and Rasul came, and the vicegerents, the naibin of Allah's Rasul, whether it is the ulama, whether it is tabligh jamaat, whether it is a sheikh, all are calling you to bring this yaqeen within you. Not just that it be lip service, but that the reality of that iman comes in you when there are made so much of arrangement, and it is within you that you realize and you know from the previous teachings of the Quran Sharif, you did not come in this world of your own accord. Somebody else brought you. You won't leave this world of your own accord. When Allah will take your ruh through Malakul Maut, then you will leave. You can't. So in between also, it's not you, it is Allah's command. So when this is a reality, then why don't you bring? And another point, وَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِيثَاقَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. اور لے چکا ہے تم سے عہد پکا اگر تم ہو ماننے والے. And Allah has taken a promise from you that He is your Rabb. When before we came in this world, when we were in the land, the field of what is called Alastu bi Rabbikum, Allah presented Himself to all our souls and asked us that isn't He our Rabb? And we all said that undoubtedly, O Allah, You are our Rabb. You are our Creator, our Nourisher, our Sustainer. Only You. And to You we are going to return. You are the giver of shifa. You are the giver of rosy. Everything is only You. So Allah says, that also we have done. So believe in that. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ يُنَزِّلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. وہی ہے جو اتارتا ہے اپنے بندے پر آیتیں صاف. And Allah Ta'ala is, He is the only one who has revealed this clear teachings of the Quran Sharif, like these ayat which we are reading. Right from Alif Lam Mim Tal Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, Allah has revealed it and made it so clear. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. All this was to take you out from the pitfalls of darkness and bring you into light. So that in the akhirat also you only have light all the time. So for that reason Allah has sent this ayat. But let us think for ourselves, how much do we read even Quran Sharif? How much do we try and understand what is Allah telling us? How much is our yaqeen on it? How much are we practicing? How much are we teaching the Quran Sharif? We really have no connection. And Allah has made all this arrangement. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُمْ لَرَعُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. اور اللہ تم پر نرمی کرنے والا ہے مہربان. And Allah is He who is being very soft and kind to you. Most merciful He is to you. So He has made all this arrangement that not only that you have that iman, but that full yaqeen also. For that a person has to make sacrifices. Then it can come into his life. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we build this yaqeen, have the correct iman. Today there are a lot of dangers and pitfalls with regard to our iman also. The Shias, the Qadianis, the Salafis, all are working to destroy that iman. And having that iman is not sufficient. Yaqeen on that, proper conviction on that. And that not only for us, but our children also. And our future generations also. So there is a great task for us, for our own selves. And then for the ummah we are responsible also. May Allah give us all tawfiq.